From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Now to the story of a popular educator from California who was brutally murdered in Mexico. Last week, 33-year-old Bobby Salcedo was visiting relatives in Durango, Mexico. He was abducted by a gang of armed men, and he was killed. Now the FBI is likely to join the investigation. As NPR's Kerry Kahn reports, Salcedo's death has devastated his hometown of El Monte, just outside Los Angeles.
El Monte is a working-class, largely immigrant community, and Bobby Salcedo was one of its role models. He was a product of the town's public schools who later came back to teach. He became an assistant principal and eventually was elected to the school board. El Monte Mayor Andre Quintero says Salcedo gave everything to his town.
There was nothing selfish about this young man, and he was just a bright, shining star for our community, and it's just a tragic loss.
Salcedo is believed to be the first elected U.S. official caught up in the violence of Mexico's ongoing drug war. Last week, Salcedo was vacationing in Durango, Mexico, with his wife in her hometown, Gomez Palacio. They were out with friends at a local bar when gunmen burst in and kidnapped Salcedo and five other men. The next day, all were found dead, their bodies dumped alongside a canal. Mexican authorities say it looks like the work of a drug gang. Salcedo's family says Bobby was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. His brother Juan says Bobby has been traveling to Gomez Palacio for years without problems.
He did a lot of fundraisers for that city. I mean, as ironic as it is. Fundraising for orphanages, fire department, an ambulance for that city.
Salcedo and his wife Betsy were married there just a year and a half ago. Speaking in Spanish, she said she's devastated by the loss of her husband. Bobby's sister Griselda translated.
Quisiera que la gente lo recuerde como el gran educador que fue.
I would like people to remember him as a great educator. Education was, he believed, the solution to our problems.
The women said Salcedo's main goal in life was to inspire young people and help them get into college. He appeared to achieve that goal, according to the thousands of people who filled El Monte's high school football field last night to remember Salcedo.
A-S-S-M-P-A, that's right!
The school marching band played their fight song as speaker after speaker told stories of Salcedo's incredible drive and commitment to the youth of El Monte. Students like Crystal Delgado wrote remembrances on dozens of poster boards hanging from the football field fence.
He wasn't just a teacher, he was a friend. He was always there for us, and especially when I needed help, like on my college apps, he was there helping me. He was someone great who I'm always going to remember.
Delgado was in Mexico when she heard about Salcedo's murder. She says she's much more cautious in Mexico now than ever before. Jose Barajas, who was also at the rally, says he no longer travels home to Mexico.
Ya no conoces a México como antes. Ya no tienes la confianza de ir.
He says Mexico isn't like it used to be. You don't know who is good or who is bad. Salcedo's relatives say they have no confidence that Mexican officials will find Bobby's killers. They urged everyone at the rally to call their congressmen and put pressure on Mexico so that their loss and that of El Monte's won't be in vain. Kerry Kahn, NPR News.